Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. Good morning, everyone. Well, guess where we are? We're in bed. Yes, nice and cozy with my coffee. This was actually a special request. We're doing another Q&A. And the first question I'm going to start out with is from Carl. Well, that's what he says his name is. Whether or not it's Carl or not, I'm not sure. But basically, and this is a little kind of kinky, bear with me now. he wants to know what I smell like, basically what my natural scent is in the morning. And so I had to do a morning podcast, of course, to answer this question. Well, first of all, I couldn't do the podcast. I meant to do it yesterday morning. I couldn't do it then because I had spent pretty much, yes, an all-nighter with D. And we went three rounds and I didn't sleep all night. So I was exhausted and I really didn't feel that that would be representative of what my natural scent was in the morning, because that's just some worked over, getting fucked all night long, crazy stuff. So, I actually did smell myself this morning, just a few minutes ago. Okay, and it's the craziest thing, but what I'm smelling is, well, first of all, wait, before I answer that again. So, Carl was asking, let me pull up his question so I can make sure that I answer it specifically, Carl, because I know you've been waiting for this. Okay. Let's see here. Well, it's a long email. And so I try to, let me get right to the question here. Well, fragrant, blah, 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 blah. May I request the pleasure of getting to know you better in here and about your scent at the time. Oh, my scent at the time of recording the podcast, the first podcast I was in bed. But then he wanted to know about, you must have been fragrant of not only your perfume from last night, but also of your natural scent. And then I think he sent me a follow-up question. He wanted to know what my natural scent was. So I did, as I said, do a scent test. Okay, it's the weirdest thing. So what I'm smelling is, I did this a couple times. Like, I sat there and I smelled and I thought about it. And I was like, what is this? What does this smell like? It did smell like something. It smelled to me like a glazed donut. I'm not talking about an old-fashioned type, but, you know, like one of the soft, just chewy glazed donut. Do you guys know what that smells like? That is what I was smelling. So it was kind of doughy sweet. For lack of a better term, you know, that is what my nose picked up, which is interesting because it is really hard, I think, to smell yourself. And that kind of gets me onto a funny little subject, but I don't know, might have been a couple weeks ago, Cowboy N, somehow we fucking talk about the strangest stuff, but he said, like asking me like if I'd ever like smelled myself or when you've been working out, you know, kind of if my pussy smells or whatever. I can't remember the exact, exactly what he said, but not long after he said that, maybe a couple days after he said that, I ended up in my yoga class, and I do Bikram yoga, which is an hour and a half. It's 105 degrees. It's hot. You sweat a lot, which I love. And I forgot that I practice at two different studios, but the one that I went to, I forgot that their Friday class is an advanced class. So you do the Bikram poses, but you also do these advanced poses, you know, like standing on your hands and sticking your knees in your armpits and balancing on your hands and just things like that. So a little more, you know, strenuous. And one of the poses that you do is you literally, you're standing up straight. Now, if you can imagine this, you're standing up straight and then you bend down and you stick your arms behind your legs down in the, you know, in the crease there of your leg behind your, you know, on the backside. And then you wrap your head around. So you're almost basically looking at the back wall with your head sandwiched up by your vagina. And I took that moment, I remembered what, I took that moment to like try to see if I could smell anything. Like, what do I smell like when I'm sweaty and working out? Well, I did think I smelled something. It was not bad. Just kind of like, I don't want to say like a gym bag, because a gym bag could smell really bad. Just smelled kind of, what I said was gamey. And he laughed, and he didn't understand the term gamey. You know, gamey, you know, dirty, dirty animals smell gamey. Not that it doesn't smell like a dirty animal, but it did smell kind of like, yeah, like sweaty working out crotch. But it was very faint. I mean, I had my nose like inches from my own freaking vagina. So this was very funny. And I don't know. We're getting off on the smell stuff. Now, I have never like smelled myself and said like, whoa, you know, you smell bad. But I've certainly been out where I thought like somebody smells bad. I know it's not me, but somebody in this room does. So, and you know, I do, since I hang out with a bunch of yogis who are kind of like hippy dippy, you know, sometimes you get some weird smells, but I tend to be very hygienic and, you know, I don't like anything funky or smelly or weird myself. So I make sure that, you know, everything smells good. But I know this is a long answer to question number one there, Carl, but I hope that answered your question. It smells like a glazed donut. I couldn't make that shit up. Trust me. I mean, that's literally what I smelled. I'm like, oh, glazed donut. And not that I eat a lot of donuts, but every once in a while when I go to church, I know you guys all find that hard to believe. I go to church. Sometimes they have donuts in the rectory after mass. And I might go in there and grab one. Just a tiny little piece. All right. That answers that one, Carl. I hope that's what you wanted to know. Okay. My next question is, are you extending next year? And what is your theme? Oh, boy. Yeah, I am extending next year. I'm still trying to figure out the theme. Like I said, I have some ideas, but I'm kind of keeping that close to the vest. I'll put it out there when it starts. But here's something exciting. So I'm kind of moving platforms. I've been approved on iTunes. So I'm going to move all the podcasts to iTunes. And what I think I'm also going to have to do is probably, this was suggested by Driver 8, who listens. He's a friend on Tumblr. And he said I should read all of the blogs of, you know, the experiences that I've had with the guys. So I might have to actually narrate those and then add those to iTunes too, because you can't, obviously it's all just podcast stuff. So, that's kind of exciting. So I'll be migrating all that stuff over. Yes, I'm on iTunes right now, but I've only got just the few. There was two I submitted for approval, and then now they have to all be migrated over. And of course, I know nothing about this, and Dee is kind enough to be helping me with all this. Thank you so much, Dee. Otherwise, I'm like a fish out of water with all this techie stuff, as I've said before, and as many of you have noted from my website and how, well, for lack of a better word, lame it is. Trust me, I know. I'm not trying to put together a fantastic website. I just want fun content and to share what I'm doing. So I think I've accomplished that. You know, the rest I need help with. But yeah, so I don't know what the theme is yet. Still working on it. And I guess I'll have to be updating that pretty quickly here because my first year is coming to an end. All right, next question. Well, that's kind of personal. Okay. Have you ever been in love? Yes, I have. The fucking best and worst experiences of my life all rolled into one. No, I say that because I'm sure anybody that's been in love knows it's like amazing and also can be tragic and terrible. So yes, I've been in love, and I think I've made references to this before on other podcasts, maybe not. The first guy was just, oh my God. I met him when I was 18, and we had just an ongoing, you know, relationship, the better part of my 20s and then, you know, into my 30s. And I saw him, the last time I saw him was probably, maybe 4 years ago? No. Let me think about that. Maybe 3 years ago. Maybe three. And we have a kind of, it's just a fiery, passionate, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind, like, I love that man and he loves me. We're not together because initially we had an age difference, and we still do, obviously, but he's 11 years older than me. And so when I was younger, you know, he would say, oh, you still have a lot of living left to do. And that would just piss me off. But at any rate, yes. And this is like, this guy, he's a man's man. I mean, he's just a fucking man and never would put up with my shit, because trust me, I need a strong individual. I am my own little fucking fireball. And, you know, if you're too nice, you're probably just going to get gobbled up. But yeah, we always had this just fiery, hot connection. And anyway, he's amazing. I still, you know, like, he'll text me every once in a while. I mean, it's like somebody, you know, like, you'll always love them. You know, you'll always just have, like, I'm not in love with him anymore, but I just love him. He's just an amazing man. You know, makes my face light up every time I think about him. And then the second guy, same thing. Not a man's man, though. Different. And that was always kind of my struggle with him. So I really did love him, but he was a little more on the artsy side, kind of like, you know, just more like a butterfly, you know, where I'm more type A. But still, we had we did have this super, super hot chemistry. And same thing, like, you know, like that's the, like, you put us in a room long enough and we'll be fucking. I mean, it's, you can't, it's just undeniable that that passion and that it's just fucking desire to rip each other's clothes off. And, but not only that, I mean, it, obviously it goes a lot deeper than that. You know, when you find that combination, it's fucking hot. It's deadly. It's amazing. And I, you know, what I love about those two guys is, you know, they're the, I always say, like, they're the yardstick, you know, that I use to measure all other relationships by. So I always feel that that's, you know, when you have those experiences and those, you meet that, those kind of people that just show you something, you know, it helps me, you know, it makes everything, it makes the other types of relationships that I've had after, you know, moving forward, very clear cut. You know, I know kind of what lane they're in. You know, it helps you just clearly define things. So when I get, you know, those types of feelings and that type of stuff kind of starting to show up, I'm like, oh yeah, I know what this is about. This is about some fucking serious shit right here. Oh, anyway. So those are amazing feelings. I absolutely loved having them. I love having them. And, you know, I love both those guys still. Okay. What's this next one here? When are you going to write about the new guy D? Okay, so somebody's paying attention to the guys section. I know, shit. I mean, I'm behind. Believe me, we've had several encounters, and you know, I need to finish up. You know what I'll do is, I usually start where I put some notes in, like a draft section that I have, and just get kind of the highlights down, because I'll tell you what, I forget shit. I mean, my memory at this point is kind of bad. And so, I mean, some stuff is like seared in my mind, and then other things, you know, you kind of forget. Like, I was rereading, because I posted it somewhere else, I was rereading about some of the blogs I'd done with BE, and then I read it. I'm like, oh yeah. You know, I'm like, oh yeah, of course, you know, once I read it, I remember that. But you kind of like, you forget. I was like, yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, that was hot. So I take down notes, and then I go back and try to write it. And for some reason, I have this aversion to writing. I don't know why. It's hard for me to just make myself disciplined and sit down and write, you know, and just crank it out. So what I'll have are kind of like half done, half written stuff that sits there for a while. And, you know, and then I go back to it and then I'll crank it out. I mean, like, I haven't even, you know, written anything more about Cowboy Ann. There's been plenty of encounters. I just, you know, I'm not a good writer. I'm not a good writer at all. And it's just something that's hard for me to do. So I think I wait for the right time, and it never seems to be the right time to get that stuff done. But maybe what I can start doing, like I said, I'm tinkering with, for year two, no more writing and just blogging about, or sorry, podcasting about the actual encounters. I'm not sure how that'll come across though. So, you know, I'd have to probably have a draft and then, you know, follow that. And then I could probably freewheel it off that, you know, just fill in the blanks and bullet points and then, you know, fill in the rest. But it would have to be something that I did pretty quickly. Otherwise, like I said, what tends to happen is, you know, you forget all the details that are fresh and buzzing in your mind. So anyhow, I do want to write about Dee because he's fun and sexy as hell. And Jesus Christ, like I said the other night. Woo! That guy's got some goddamn stamina. My God. I mean, I didn't sleep one bit. Now, he did because we had discussed doing an overnight, you know, which I'm not big on. You know, everyone knows that. I'm like trying to avoid those. But, you know, we had discussed ahead of time that, you know, I would stay and I couldn't sleep in between, you know, like sessions, in between go rounds. I did not sleep all night. So I think I probably ended up leaving about 6 a.m. to head home. And I was exhausted, sore as fuck. And I mean, sore, like, yeah, just sore, tired. I mean, in a good way, but man, woo, that guy worked me over. So I can't, yes, I want to write about him. I want everybody to get a feel for him because he is fun. Okay. Next question. Oh, see this? You guys are sneaky. Sneaky. Who's the best lover of all the guys? Okay, see, somebody realized I wasn't going to answer who my favorite was anymore. So now you're trying to change up this question and just attack it from a different angle. You know, I don't think that there isn't a clear-cut answer to that, because I mean, you know, I can really only think of a few kind of what I would call mediocre experiences, and I don't even know if mediocre is a fair word. I mean, you've read the blog. Generally speaking, these are very fun, hot, you know, erotic experiences for me. And I think that, you know, so then if you break it down by that, just by the physical act, you know, they're all good, but you're kind of comparing apples to oranges, you know, because what you're doing with one person, you may not do with another, the style or the, you know, the type of sex. One could be more passionate and emotional and more connected. And then, you know, with someone else, you could be more just, you know, rough and aggressive, and both of those would be equally as satisfying and fun. So it's hard to say. And I don't like to, and I don't like, as you know, I don't like to, you know, compare the guys, or even their sexual abilities. They're all good. I would not continue to see, you know, the guys that I see if they weren't. So this best lover question, this may be something that has to be answered a year from now when I decide to stop doing this. I can probably be able to say, okay, that guy, or, you know, whatever. But as for now, I'm too smart to shoot myself in the foot. So I'm not going to answer that. Okay. What's up? What's up with that vanilla relationship you've mentioned? I thought I talked about that before on one of my last podcasts. I thought somewhere I had said that I ended that, or was in the process of ending that. And you know how when you end things with somebody, it takes a while, kind of, you know, that it goes through its sort of, you know, when you pull the plug on something, it goes through that, its last little bit of its life cycle. And you know, I definitely have a second thoughts about that. And we do still text. I think it's going to take a while to sort of fizzle out because just really because it's, you know, when you care about somebody that much, it's hard to let them go. But as I said before, I know that it's the right thing to do. I mean, what I'm doing is just not for him. It's absolutely not. And, you know, this would be shocking to him. And I can't, because I can't share this with him, I can't be myself. And that's, you know, that's hard. And I know that a lot of people that listen might have similar scenarios where they're, you know, sexually or, sexually, they can't, you know, whoever that, you know, the person they're with, it's just like, if they knew some of the stuff or, you know, what their preferences were, what they wanted to try, that might be, you know, hard. But as I said, when I started this, you know, so when I started this, this person was in my life. And I really didn't know where I was going with this. And I really didn't know where, you know, I was going with him. But I know that we, you know, really care about each other very deeply. And as I started to do this and I started to change, you know, I started to change. And I knew that it's just, again, like I said, I knew that this was something that this is kind of a bit of a ride he couldn't go on. And I'd either have to stop this and then be with him, you know, or continue to see this through and figure out exactly where it's leading me. And so I chose the latter. But yeah, we still definitely, you know, text, and I try to, you know, say, hey, you know, you need to let me, you know, move on, and you need to move on. But it's hard, and it's hard. As anybody that's gone through something like that knows, it's very hard. So, it's kind of like it's on life support right now, but. That's the process it has to go through, I guess. Anyway, kind of a long answer there. Sorry about that. Okay. Oh, have you finally had your male, female, female threesome yet? No. No. Oh my gosh. Because you know why? I just feel so odd about this. You know, when I think about it, it's really in my mind, it's really hot and sexy and I want to do it, you know, be with a woman and another guy. And then every time it comes up within either the dynamic or the person that wants to do that, it just, something's off, you know? And the other thing is that, you know, I'm finding that I'm just as picky about a woman that I would be physical with as I am about a man. And I want I just want the woman to look a certain way. And I want to have a crush on her. Like I want to have, you know, like my first girl crush, you know, I can't, you know, like I can't think of anybody off the top of my head, but like, I know like there's certainly like women where you meet where you're like, oh my God, they exude sex appeal. They're sexy. And you take note of that. That's what I'm looking for. And it's been hard to find, you know, first I thought, okay, go with a couple. You can be their third wheel. which is great. But it's sort of hard to get the "it's all about me" thing out of a couple, because it's not. It's like their thing, right? So, I mean, there's things about being with a couple that would be great, because I could just, once it's done, I'm out of there. Goodbye, you know. And that's that. And then I would totally do it with one of the guys. I just, you know, it has to be the right, it has to be the right circumstance. And, you know, Cowboy Anna mentioned doing it, or I don't know, you know, but then I just felt like it's all, I felt like it's all going to be about him and not me. I'm like, no, I don't want that. It has to be about me. And then, and Dee mentioned it too. And he, I thought he had somebody who's, I think is actually very pretty. So I'm like, yes, that's my kind of girl right there. But, I don't know if that we can get the, you know, everybody's, I just don't know if that's going to line up. So I think probably, you know, I'm going to keep working on that. I'm, you know, just, I definitely still want to do that, have that experience. I also want to do the, you know, two guys and a girl. So I haven't scratched off the threesome thing yet. And, that could carry over into next year. Although I, like I said, I hate to miss like a deadline. I hate to not have something done and scratched off when I set a time frame on it. However, this is also something that I don't want it to be the wrong dynamic. And I'm not just going to jump in there just for the sake of doing it. So I'm still working on it. I know it's, I don't know why that's been just one of the surprisingly hardest things to do. Okay. Oh, this is a funny question. Do you travel alone doing this road tour? Obviously, so this person asked me this question. Obviously, they don't. It's not when I say I'm on a sexual road trip, like they took that literally, like I'm driving around, like, I guess from state to state. I'm not touring the US, fucking my way across the United States. No, that's not what's happening here. I don't actually take this show on the road. It's all local. So thank you for, it was basically, thank you. That was actually, the question was, it was a concern for my safety. Hey, I've got pepper spray and I will use it. So there you go. But no, thank you for that. I'm not actually driving on a road tour. Okay. So, oh, this is kind of a good one. Your year is almost up. What are you most surprised about? Oh my gosh. Well, that's more of an end of the year wrap up question, but let me see if I can try to sort of delve into this a little bit. I am most surprised about, shit. What am I most surprised about? Well, I think there's, you know, probably several things, but I think I've mentioned this before, but one of the things I'm really surprised about is how into the, or interested in the BDSM stuff that I am. Remember, I kind of said, you know, that was just like a bucket list item. I thought, I'm just going to scratch that off and that'll be that, you know, like done, check, did it, been there, done that. I'm surprised at, with my personality, how suited to it I am. Cause I just really thought, you know, this shit isn't really not for me because I'm way too strong willed and dominant and all that. I didn't understand or see how that could really be relaxing and a release for me. I mean, it's not just in a sexual way, but in an emotional and mental way too. So, that's been interesting. And to continue to explore that, I mean, like I said, I, you know, as far as what I know about that stuff, you can put it on a pinhead. And what I've done, you know, is you could put, you know, based on people that have been in that lifestyle for years and that, you know, I'm a dabbler. I'm just dabbling right now, but I want to, you know, explore it more. Is it like, as I said, is it something that's, I think is going to like take over my life and that's the only way I'm going to be able to have sex or want to have sex that way? No. I enjoy all things sexual, you know, different styles, ways, you know, everything. So, but I can say that, you know, that's been completely shocking to me that, you know, how much I do like it and how much it turns me on and how much I want to keep exploring that, because there's a lot of bases to cover in that area and that I haven't, you know. So that's just one of the biggest surprises, but definitely this is a good question. It's something I will get into more deeply, you know, when I kind of do my end of the year wrap up. Okay, next one. Silly. Your voice is so sexy. Can you please come to my house and read the phone book to me? You know what's funny is, people say that. Like, I've had that comment quite a bit. Not about reading the phone book, but just that people find my voice sexy. Of course, that's a complete revelation to me. And thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You know whose voice I think is sexy? Like, Barry White. Not a surprise, right? But just like that guy, like, I like a deep, like, ooh, baby, kind of a voice. That guy could read the phone book to me. Anything he said would be, like, sexy. And then, yeah, so thank you for the comment. And I would be happy to open up the phone book and send you a voice recording, and I'll just read what's in there. It could be, you know, landscapers. It could be ice cream shops. It could be anything. Tell me what, I'll tell you what. You do this for the person that sent this in. Tell me what letter of the alphabet you want me to open to, and I'll send you a quick little voice snippet just for you of me reading the phone book. All right. There you go. Thanks, sweetheart. Okay. Are you still getting unsolicited dick pics? Yes, I am, because it's a normal day. Yes, I'm still getting unsolicited dick pics. And the other day, what did I say to somebody? I said, because she just, it's just dick pic, dick pic, dick pic. And I said, I try not to get crazy on people about it, but I said, I'm curious, you know, does this get you dates? Like, does this work? How many women respond to these just your dick pics? I mean, I'd have to see your face, you know, like, I'm not interested in your, of course I'm interested in your penis, but, you know, it's, first of all, I'd have to be attracted. Just a dick pic. I can't just go on that. So anyway, but he answered, he said, yeah, no, most women don't really like it, but some do. I'm like, well, hey, I guess you got to go with the, search out and find the some that does. Cause I don't, not me, but, so yeah, I thought that was an honest answer from him. And also just yesterday, I think it was, I got my first unsolicited jack off video. And that was from a guy who says he likes my Tumblr feed. And he said this is my response, or my daily response, or whatever, to your Tumblr feed. And it was him jacking off and coming. And I don't know why I found that. I was like, oh, okay. I don't know why. I mean, obviously, don't send me jack off videos. This is not a permission slip for please send me jack off videos. No, that's not what I want. As I said, I like to watch guys that I'm fucking. They can send me jack off videos anytime they want, or penis pics anytime they want, because I know what that's all about. Yes, that's exciting. But random stuff from people I don't know, that I don't have a face and a name and or a memory to tie to it to make it hot, you know, no, doesn't do much for me. But anyway, so yes, he sent me a jack off video, and I will probably repost that to my Tumblr feed with some funny little comment. But for some reason, I wasn't totally bothered by it. Maybe he just caught me in a good mood, or maybe because I was so tired after he just worked me over. I don't know. I didn't quite have the chutzpah to get upset about it. So there you have it. We're getting like this. God, what is this, round six of Q&A or five? I don't know. I love the Q&A, by the way. Thanks, guys. I mean, thanks for sending in the questions. Of course, thank you so much for listening. But, you know, the questions get just more and more interesting. And I guess that first one we started off with, what is my natural scent, my fragrance, you know, what do I smell like? Okay, funny thing. So I told Dee about that, and he was like, in the morning, he's like, do you want me to sniff you? And tell you? I'm like, no, please. You can stay. You've done enough down there for one night, mister. I don't need the sniff test from you. I'm going to go home and sniff it in private. anyway. All right. Well, again, thanks for listening. Questions or comments, you can send that to curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.